In the East China Sea, China's Navy, Fishery Administration, and Maritime Surveillance Agency conducted a joint drill amid ongoing tensions over islands disputed with Japan. State television CCTV reported that the exercises involved 11 military and civilian vessels of the East China Sea Fleet and 8 types of aircraft. The Navy's brigade of medical ships, tugboats, jet fighters and rescue helicopters was joined by law enforcement vessels and helicopters deployed by the 2 participating civilian partners, according to CCTV. When relations sour between 2 countries and one puts his military on display to warn the other, it's common to deny the exercises connected to the dispute and say it's just going ahead according to routine. In this instance, however, China made no such denial.
The flare-up in the dispute over the Diaoyu Islands between China and Japan has been caused entirely by Japan's so-called island purchase. The responsibility lies solely with Japan. China's resolve to uphold its sovereignty and territorial integrity is immovable.
According to China's state news agency, the drills focused on patrol tactics and responses to emergencies that threaten China's territory. The islands under dispute are known as the Diaoyu to China and the Senkaku to Japan. They are claimed by both countries, but administered by Japan from the prefecture of Okinawa. In 1972, the leaders of China and Japan arrived at an agreement to acknowledge the islands were contested territory, but shelved their dispute to focus on solving bigger issues. Last month, Japan's government bought the islands from a private Japanese owner, triggering an angry reaction from a Chinese government that cancelled meetings with Japan and allowed the staging of widespread demonstrations.
Japan's Prime Minister Noda has broken the 1972 agreement by acting as if the islands were not disputed and there was no need to consult with China. China has no choice but to react. The purpose of this reaction is to make Japan pay attention, to spell out the seriousness of this issue, which is a violation of China's sovereignty.
On Sunday, Japan's Navy marked its anniversary with a review involving some 40 vessels. Later this year, a joint exercise with the US is planned, reportedly using a scenario of taking back an island from a foreign intruder. Stephen Ribe, Press TV, Beijing.